throes of our global pandemic, how does a new business open? Let's talk about it. And, well, how does physical therapy happen when a lot of it's hands-on? Rebecca Van Zegeren, physical therapist, and certainly involved with this new center opening. Good morning, Rebecca.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing fine. Here we go, staying the course, getting the word out on one of my favorite therapies. So here we go. Before we get into obviously what's happening, my notes tell me that physical therapists are essential in flattening the curve of the COVID-19 pandemic, because you do play a key role in what, keeping us out of doctor's offices and ERs?
Yeah, helping kind of keep down the need for pain medication and imaging that doesn't need to happen yet. So trying to help address those needs of pain without seeking care in those physician offices that we're trying to keep open for people that are being screened for COVID.
Thank you. Because again, other issues continue to happen, whether it's your back pain or your knee pain or your ankle sprain and more. And you come to the rescue for sure. For sure. Give me your 101s of the Center for Physical Rehabilitation and Therapy again, Rebecca.
I'm sorry, say that again.
Give me your 101s. Tell me about your therapy program.
Oh, yeah. So we offer a wide range of physical therapy, from pediatric care to into the elderly, sports rehab, work rehab, all of those things. So really trying to help those people, too, that have had surgery get back. And we have multiple specialty areas as well. And this Jennison Clinic will be our ninth clinic.
Very cool. Let's just get right into the conversation. How does a new clinic open in these times?
Yeah, so initially we were planning to open in April, so it did get pushed back a little bit because of construction stopping, and then looking at, okay, when are they able to get back to work to finish the new building? And we're still seeing an ongoing need for physical therapy. So I think that need on the west side of town into the Jennison, Granville, Hudsonville area, that need was present before, and I don't think that's going to change with COVID. So we recognize that need and that trend, and realize that with how we decided to structure during the coronavirus period of making sure we can still offer our services, but also we were operating out of a lean staff to keep our business at a good point that we can continue to offer services in the future. I think that helped us as well to be able to move forward with this new clinic.
So where are you exactly located in Jennison?
Off Baldwin, behind the Family Fair.
And
Town Center Drive. Mm-hmm.
And at this point, you will be supporting social distancing with your new clinic.
Yes. Yep. We've implemented in all of our clinics spacing out of patients, wearing masks, doing extra cleaning. We even had an extra antimicrobial cleaning come through to do extra care there, and doing screening questions and taking temperatures before patients are coming back into the treatment area.
Have you been doing telehealth up to this point?
We have, yes. Yep, we implemented that pretty early on when things started to change and access to going into places was limited. So, yes, we did do that, and that gave several people just the ability to help address their pain needs while they aren't having to leave their homes.
Bet. Does one need a physician's referral for a visit?
It depends on your insurance. So, in the state of Michigan, we can treat for 21 days without a referral, and priority health insurance will cover that. Medicare and Blue Cross do still require a referral to do treatment.
Rebecca Van Zegeren with us, talking about a new clinic opening, a silver lining, the Center for Physical Rehabilitation and Therapy opening their clinic in Jennison, 1865 Georgetown Center Drive. And Again, you are there to restore motion and to minimize pain, but you're also, I like this, you're a certified bike fit specialist and gait analysis specialist, and we racers, our races are put on hold, but you can be there for the for that person that's looking to up their game?
For sure, yeah. I mean, and pain needs too. I mean, a lot of you think of cyclists and just that prolonged position on the bike, and if the bike doesn't fit your individual anatomy well, you're going to have issues. So I enjoy being able to help people that want to get out there and be healthy and figure out how to make their bike fit them better. And then with the running too, form issues, and that can point to strength issues and or footwear recommendations. So all those things we're able to address.
Awesome. All right. Very cool. You've also worked with professional volleyball players through the AVP Tour and Olympic athletes, Rebecca.
Yeah, yep. I spent a little time out at the Olympic Training Center in Colorado working with several different athletes there. And then with AVP Tour, they come through Chicago every year. And so I've spent some time with them doing right court coverage. And then also they provide a medical health tent that we're right in the sand treating the athletes and helping them with pain issues that they have or just trying to get their muscles worked out between matches.
Very nice. All right. Well, good. You can treat the sports athlete and the athlete wannabe and of course, those who are needing your services. Rebecca, how do we find out more information about your opening?
Yeah, so if you go to pt-cpr.com, that's our website, and you can learn more about our clinic there and our social media outlets as well on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook, the Center for Physical Rehabilitation. There'll be information there as well.
Great. Keep up the good work and serving certainly our community in the PT kind of way. Center for Physical Rehabilitation and Therapy expanding to its 9th West Michigan clinic in these times. Thanks to you, PT Rebecca Van Zegeren. Take care.
Yeah. Thanks.
Bye.
You too.